Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Imagine standing on the precipice of an abyss so profound, it swallows not only the light, but the very essence of what once was an orchestra of life. This is the reality we face with our tropical forests, the last verdant bastions gasping in a world draped in the ashen cloak of neglect. The tropical forests, colloquially known as the Earth's lungs, are now aflame, both literally and metaphorically. The fires, which once were a natural part of some ecosystems, have morphed into uncontrollable infernos. These green pyres bear witness to a catastrophe of our own making, each flame licking away at the rich tapestry of biodiversity. Seeking to understand this tragedy, we venture into what remains of these once lush, impenetrable realms. In our expedition, we chronicle the lives of creatures that dwell within, creatures that are unwittingly scripting obituaries for their species with every passing moment under the smog-filled skies. Amidst soot and cinders, the majestic jaguars and iridescent macaws emerge as phantoms in their own land. Here, staggering numbers of species face unparalleled threats, teetering on the brink, with scientists estimating that numerous untold species enter the annals of extinction before we even discover them. What's left behind are the chants of conservationists, echoing through the charred underbrush, a forlorn reminder of the great tapestry that nature once weaved across the equator. A poignant juxtaposition arises. While a desperate fight ensues on the ground, above, the ephemeral smoke forms its own mocking reminder of the impermanence of existence. The world, it seems, is addicted to the very activities catalyzing this cremation of biodiversity. Palm oil plantations spread like a blight, cattle ranches carve patterns of destruction, and logging operations saw down the cords that once composed the harmonies of these forests. Indigenous communities, the original guardians of these forests, find themselves on the front line of a war against insatiable consumption. Their wisdom, once harmoniously entwined with the rhythms of the forest, is now all but forgotten whispers, smothered by the crackling fires that consume both their history and their future. In this apocalyptic haze, the fate of our world hangs in the balance. This realm, where the darkest greens once spilled across the horizon, fueling life in manifold forms, is now a stark tableau of despair, a chilling forecast of a future that might already be set in stone. From ashes to ashes, the pyres burn on as the world watches, or worse, looks away. It is in this nihilistic echo chamber that we find green pyres, the final stand of tropical forests, illuminating not only the beauty we stand to lose, but the indifference we've shown towards its passing. In the end, the question that lingers, as stubborn as the acrid smoke in the air, is whether there remains any hope for resurgence, or if we are indeed witnessing the last stand of a realm too grand for us to have ever fully understood.